How many Mondays do you have left to live? It's a sobering question, and it's at the heart of the new book, You Only Die Once, How to Make It to the End with No Regrets by Jody Wellman. Jody is a corporate executive turned executive coach and a trainer in the Penn Resilience Program, which uses the principles of positive psychology to guide participants toward a life of intention. Our curator, Dan Pink, says this book will jolt you out of complacency and redirect your limited time toward joyful, meaningful pursuits. Here's Jody to share five of her big ideas.
I'm Jody Wellman, speaker, founder of 4,000 Mondays, and author of You Only Die Once, How to Make It to the End with No Regrets. I have 1,816 Mondays left to live, and by the time we're at the end of this little book bite, you'll know your mortality math too. We love the idea of living like we mean it, don't we? We drink our coffee out of seize the day mugs. We nod in earnest agreement that you only live once, and we create these fantastical bucket lists. Oh, we have such good intentions to make the most of our precious time. And yet, we tend to take our lives for granted, don't we? We think we'll have time to do the things we long to do later. We slip into autopilot in a hurry. We got stuff to do after all. So we go through the motions, and all of a sudden another month has flown by. We're so often left feeling like we've missed out on our lives. So what do we do with this oft-thwarted desire to really live before we die? Paradoxically, chumming up with the Grim Reaper is the thing that can wake us up and breathe even more life into our lives. Reminding ourselves of our inevitable, no way out alive, possibly imminent, but hopefully not immediate, death. Well, in my experience, that tends to snap people to attention. Oh, and it's empirically based, so that's a nice nerdy bonus. Here are five takeaways from You Only Die Once, so that you might make it to your own end without a whiff of regret. Number one, death has a real knack for making life seem more valuable. Scarcity can be a good thing. Memento mori is an old Latin term that translates to remember we must die. And it's based on a concept of temporal scarcity. As a resource becomes scarce, it increases in its perceived value. With temporal scarcity, we reflect on the time we have left when there's an ending on the horizon, like finishing college, or wrapping up a vacation, or the hopefully vast expanse of the lives we're living. Framing an event like the length of our lives with an expiry date has been shown to make it feel that much more valuable and treasured. Reminders of death translate into in-the-moment reminders of life, that it's a scarce and precious asset worth preserving. Okay, it's time to count your Mondays. Take your average life expectancy. 83 years for women, 78 years for men, 80 years if you don't identify with either gender, and minus your age. Then multiply by 52, which provides you your average number of Mondays to either delight in or languish in the rest of your life. Let this be a powerful reminder of your countdown timer, and then let it motivate you to live with more urgency, gratitude, and zest. Number two, we have to override our natural death-denying tendencies. Denying the idea of death comes at a cost. While trying to put the lid on our thoughts about the big sleep, many of us experience anxiety, worry, depression, and negative emotions. Trying to quell death anxiety through avoidance ironically brews a batch of even more anxiety. Conscious and unconscious worries about death, if unaddressed, put a dent in our ability to fully show up for life. Denial exacts the price of a compromised inner life. A genuine understanding of our own mortality is seen to have profound psychological benefits and can be a prompt for growth, whereas fearing death can, metaphorically kill us before we die. Death acceptance can provide a wonder-filled wake-up call to life. Some academics note the acceptance of death rouses a sense of wonder, which kind of flips the script on life and turns it into a game of figuring out our destiny. Might you need a bit of wonder to wake up from your life nap? And can we just call it like it is here? All too often, it's not so much the big idea of death that scares us, as much as the dawning awareness that we might reach the end of our life and realize we never truly lived. Ouch. Number three, intercept a pregret, which is a regret in the making. Most of us end up regretting the things we didn't do, called regrets of omission, rather than the things we did do, called regrets of commission. We can rationalize our regrets of commission through the softening of time, but regrets of omission tend to haunt us, mostly because these paths not taken shine a glaring spotlight on the chasm between our actual selves and the person we've imagined as our ideal selves, you know, the versions of us that make dreams and goals come true and actually have their crap together in general. Participating in the good old-fashioned deathbed regret exercise can help us here. Imagine you've reached the end and you're looking back on your life. What might give you pangs of regret? That you didn't see the Colosseum? That you didn't spend more time with your grandkids? That you didn't write that book? That you didn't make up with your sister? That you weren't bolder with your choices? That you didn't learn to speak Italian? Identify one thing you'd kick yourself for not doing and take one action step to course correct it. Identifying these pregrets, you know, regrets in the making, and course correcting them along the way to prevent them from materializing, that's a recipe for a life well-lived, full of agency and intention. Number four, rumple up routines and shake things up. Habits can provide feelings of control in lives that, okay, as liberally discussed so far, are uncontrollably terminal, but they can put a dent in our satisfaction with life over time, even if they feel good in the moment. There's a natural tension that exists between structure and agency, between habit and choice. Succumbing to the same routines day after day and week after week numbs us into pseudo-satisfying trances that turn us into impressively functioning zombies, right? Living our lives on autopilot can be comforting and efficient, but also flatteningly dull, lifeless, hollow, unfulfilled, uninspired, deflated, godforsaken, all sorts of words we don't want to use to describe our lives. The key is to mitigate the life-squelching effects of routines with variety and novelty. We must shake up the snow globes of our lives. Novelty is the saving grace of a dullingly narrow life. It responds to the basic psychological need we have to experience newness and stray from the well-worn paths of routines. Research highlights the connection between the amount of new experiences and novelty in our lives and our positive emotional state. The greater the variety in our day-to-day goings-on, the greater the happiness. Cha-ching. Novelty-seeking acts like a booster shot to motivation. The exploration of unfamiliar things jacks up our well-being and helps us function at our best. Variety actually is the spice of life. Like trying a different kind of cuisine, maybe visit that Ethiopian restaurant. Varying your route to work to see new sights and hear new sounds. Mixing up your usual Saturday morning routine, maybe watch a movie while eating breakfast in bed. Trying restorative yoga for a change if you always do CrossFit. Using the good dishes for pizza night, getting a makeover, rearranging your furniture, the list goes on. What is one habit you can intentionally interrupt just for the sake of experiencing something new? And number five, widen your life with vitality and deepen it with meaning. As much as we'd like to live longer, most of us agree the preference is for quality over quantity. Like life in our years, more so than years in our life kind of thing. We widen our lives with vitality, that positive sense of aliveness and energy, known as our health of spirit. Vitality plays a massive role in boosting our well-being and creating a life worth living. Embarking upon life wholeheartedly with anticipation and excitement, as though it was an adventure, this approach to living with zesty enthusiasm and energy predicts overall life satisfaction, work satisfaction, and the belief that our work is a calling. Zest-filled people are also more likely to believe their lives are meaningful. When we're operating in high vitality mode, we're more productive, more active, and perform better, and with more persistence. Where might you widen your life with more fun, more pleasure, more experiences along this dimension of well-being known as the hedonic kind of well-being? Maybe booking a trip somewhere new, hosting a game night with friends, or playing the instrument you used to love to do as a kid, taking a painting class, arranging a 6-course chocolate tasting menu. Hello. We deepen our lives with meaning, the eudaimonic counterweight to the hedonic pleasure zest-filled life. Meaning provides us with a sense of significance, underscored by a belief that our lives are inherently valuable. Deepening your life includes feeling like you have some sense of purpose in your outstanding Mondays, connecting any of the dots in the universe to come up with some kind of cohesive reason why you're here and why you're creating new spreadsheet tabs at work. Deepening your life also involves making connections to others, doing what you do best, like using your strengths, having an orientation to something bigger than yourself, belonging, helping, feeling grateful, giving, all great things. To what extent do you feel like you're living a meaningful existence today? Living the life you've imagined is entirely possible when you stop taking it for granted. Tomorrow isn't a promise, it's a premise. You only live and die once. So go live a life you'd be proud to look back on from your eventual deathbed. Let's count our Mondays and then really make them count.
Thank you, Jody. That was 5 big ideas from You Only Die Once, How to Make It to the End with No Regrets by Jody Wellman. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.